What do middle schoolers, spam, and mini golf have in common? 15-year-old Colin Weingart explains.
I picked this elective called Mini Golf Madness.
Mini Golf Madness. They didn't have that when I was in school.
So at the start of the year, we just did some basic like math incorporated with mini golf. And then my teacher, Miss Graves, found this Can-Can Wonderland thing.
This Can-Can Wonderland thing. Can-Can Wonderland is a recently opened giant indoor funhouse. Once upon a time, it was the home of the American Can Company, a St. Paul firm that did just what its name promised. It made cans, including those rectangular cans that housed a famous Minnesota product, Spam. For years, the cavernous building sat empty until entrepreneurs decided to turn it into a cocktail, pinball, mini golf playhouse of sorts. A few years ago, the new owners of the space put a call out for artists to design mini golf holes for Can-Can's 18-hole course. Weingart was one of hundreds who submitted designs. The St. Louis Park Middle School class was perfect timing for the competition.
It was a pretty experimental class. We used angles to see if we hit a golf ball off a wall, what angle it would take to bounce back off to get into the hole.
Weingart, who says he's always enjoyed math and art, designed his winning hole in about an hour and a half. He drew it with pencil and a notebook.
I actually made two holes. The first hole was with some friends, and we used a ramp, but I didn't really like it that much. So I did something similar to it, but I improvised on it and then made a loop-de-loop so the ramp would go all the way around and upside down.
Colin's design, Loop-De-Loop Madness, is hole number 2 on Can-Can Wonderland's course. The yellow and blue tire-sized loop launches the ball over the course's man-made stream. Its quirky theme fits with others on the course, like the Squirrel Scrambler, Hot Tub Time Machine, and Music Mountain. Colin's mom, Bethany Weingart, wasn't surprised when Colin's teacher called and said Colin's design had been selected.
Well, Miss Graves had let us know that they had been submitted for the competition, and then she called me and let me know that he had actually won. And so I went to school when she told him and surprised him in front of the class that he had won, and everyone was so excited and the big deal as seventh graders.
The prize for submitting the winning design for Loop-De-Loop? $1,000.
He was a big man on campus with $1,000 in his pocket.
Unlike his mother, Colin was very surprised that he had won.
Well, I had no idea it was going to be picked because at the time I was thinking more about the hole I made with my friends. And once I found out that that one didn't win, I kind of forgot about the hole I made myself. So when I was picked, I was really surprised and excited.
He was also stoked when he played Loop-De-Loop Madness for the first time.
It's really cool. I didn't think it was going to be this big. Everything's a lot bigger than I expected it to be, and larger and better. I saw a guy hit a hole-in-one on it, and that was cool to see.
Colin's mom, Bethany, was impressed that Can-Can Wonderland recognized artists of all ages.
They saw these seventh grade students as artists, but they saw there's young talent out there that also should be recognized. It just is so inspiring.
Bethany says that Colin's friends and family are very proud of him, but there's still one question that always gets asked.
And what have you done with that $1,000? And he's saved it. He's still yet to spend it. And I'm proud of him for that. He's taking it seriously and using that money towards college someday.
Besides saving his award money for college, Colin is already thinking about his future.
I like designing stuff like I did with the hole, so I might think about architecture or something in the future.
While Colin's career goals are practical, here's hoping he keeps putting more loop-de-loop madness in the world. For KFAI, I'm Katie DeSalle.